Confessions of a Trainwreck. 30, flirty, and surviving.
It's easy to speak out of the way I live, but it's a 24-carat dream. No supermodel in my dirty jeans, but in my 24-inch heels.
Hey guys, surprise! Because I'm coming to you today with a sneaky little bonus episode because you know what? Sometimes I'm just generous like that. Now, if you tuned in on Tuesday, you'll know that I chatted to Nat Kringrudis, who is a female health practitioner and someone who I also like to call the period whisperer. And I asked her some TMI period questions to finally set the record straight on a few myths out there about the mysterious period. Now, if you missed that chat, I highly recommend you go back and give it a listen because even though I've had mine now for about 18 years, there is still so much I learned from her about the female body. But also more than that, it actually also inspired me to do a sneaky little part two by flipping this conversation again and opening up the floor to my friend and my lovely producer, Shad Wicker, to give him the opportunity to ask some questions from the male perspective about periods. Enjoy. Welcome back to the podcast, Shad. I am terrified about what is going to come out in this particular episode, which is a follow-up to the episode that came out on Tuesday, which was a TMI period question episode. But I thought it would be funny to follow the episode up with you asking me some period questions so that I could get a male perspective on what you think happens to a woman when she has her period.
It is a wonderful and beautiful and precious moment in a lady's life, and I'm so glad to finally be able to talk about it. And mansplain menstruation. That's why they call it menstruation.
Oh, my God. You have been dying to get that one out.
Just came to me. I'm nervous about looking extremely bad with this, but I've got like questions that I thought of, but then also I did some sleuthing of some questions that some other people of the male persuasion would also like answered as well.
Okay.
There might be a couple of top 10 dumb questions guys ask about periods. I may have looked up that as well. But then I read it and I was like, oh, I also want to know the answers to that question.
And we don't have to disclose which questions are yours and which questions aren't yours.
Sure. That way the hate can be distributed to someone else. Do you just want me to throw questions?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Okay, here's my first question. How much pre-warning, if at all, do you kind of get in terms of knowing that it's going to happen? Because, like, I know that I've had, like, partners in the past, including my current partner, that might be like, oh, I think I'm getting my period. How long in advance do you know?
That's a really, really good question. Mm. And, like, the whole scientific, like, cycle part aside, you know, like, you know, 14 days before your actual period comes, you ovulate. Some people can feel that. I can. But then it's never going to be, like, a clear-cut 14 days. There, I don't know how to describe this, but there is, and I'm not sure if this is something everyone gets, but I have spoken to some friends about it and they get it too. It's almost like this feeling that you get in your vagina that's almost like a change in your pH levels. So I kind of know.
Like a Mentos into a Coke kind of situation.
So I kind of know if I wake up in a morning, I can feel things happening inside, and then when I get that kind of feeling, I know, like, oh, yeah, cool, like, today's the day.
Today is the day. And it's always the day?
Always the day.
Like, you've never had that feeling, and it's like, not today, sister.
Not that particular feeling. Right. There's, like, pre-menstrual cramps that you can get.
Right.
But that's not indicative of, like, today's the day. That's kind of, like, in the next couple of days, I'm going to get my period.
Yeah,
but there
right.
is a feeling that you get, well, that I get. And some of my friends get, that is like, no, it's today's the day.
You just know.
So like maybe pack a tampon.
She's a coming.
Something.
I can feel it in me waters.
Aunt Flo's en route.
Yeah, right. Mm. That's interesting. Okay, and what is that? What is that feeling?
I don't know how to describe it. It's like, it's like an internal.
So it's not in any way similar to any other.
It's not a period
shared,
pain
like, feeling
no.
we might have, like a grumble
so.
In the tummy or a stomach
so.
Cramp or.
No.
No, right. No. And is that the same with period pain? There's no like, you know what I mean? Like what's like period pain, obviously I don't have the organs, so it's hard to be like, you know, but like for a guy, and it's, I'm not saying it's the same feeling, but like when we get a graze across the testicle of like a knock, it's like, oh, and then at first, nah, but then it's kind of this internal tightening feeling, almost like it's kind of the pain kind of as if it's receding up into you sometimes. You're like, oh, and it's like really internal in the pelvic region. Is that kind of a similar...
Well, I assume, obviously, I don't have testicles, so I can't attest to what that feels like, but it sounds like some kind of contraction, which kind is exactly what a period cramp is. It's a contraction of your uterus. And as your uterus contracts, that's what causes the pain.
Right. Oh, no, I don't think it was a contract. I think when your ball, like when one of your balls gets hit, it's kind of like, you know when you hit your funny bone and there's like that shock vibration up your elbow and you're like, oh, it's like that, but less, you know how that one can be like, oh, and it's just like it fades and it's you can deal with it. It's kind of like that, but in the most sensitive hurt area. And you're like, oh, how long, this vibration.
Okay, this is a question for you then. If you get kicked in the balls, how long does that pain last?
Oh, a bit. I mean, I've never been, I there's a theory which I kind of subscribe to, where I reckon I've never been fully booted in the nuts before, but there's like a theory that like a high impact hit is not as bad as like a lighter, like if you flicked, like flicked it, like you were flicking a fly or something, that would be worse. There's a theory of that. Yeah,
I have to be like blunt more careful force around that area.
Yeah, you'd be careful with what you're doing. Some people are into it though, so I don't know. Maybe Damon's into that. Diamond Daddy's good to go. Okay, here's all right. I'll give you next question. Is it like a cold brew drip kind of situation, or is it more of a like turning on the faucet type situation?
I knew maybe we grade
it. Maybe we grade it.
Yeah,
it's like cold brew drip. We all know the look, the little doop, doop. Oh, I'm like waiting for a lovely coffee, right? Or is it like high pressure kitchen, you know, back of the kitchen of the restaurant type, you know, the one that hangs from the roof?
Yes.
You, like that kind of sitch?
Yeah, I do.
That's the top of the scale. That's the top of the scale.
Off the bat, if that's happening to you, call an ambulance because you would be losing a lot of blood. And this is actually something that I don't even know if a lot of women know, but in an average woman's period, so within a 5 to 7 day period, you only lose between 2 to 3 tablespoons of actual blood.
Is that all?
That's all. So that obviously differs. Maybe it's 3 to 6. I can't remember, but it's not as much as you would think. So people who wear period cups would be a lot more across how much it is because it fills up in the cup. It's not absorbed by a pad or a tampon.
That was going to be one of my other questions, was just how much.
Great. So I can answer that now for you. So on day one of your cycle is your heaviest. So I wouldn't say, sometimes it's a little bit more than a cold brew, but it's not gushing out of you. Sometimes you can, you know, if you're sitting down for a long period of time and then maybe you stand up, you can feel a little bit of evacuation. Some women lose blood clots and they lose heavier clumps.
Oh, so you might get an actual like clot. Oh, hectic.
That's pretty normal, actually.
Yeah, right.
Particularly on your first 2 days of your period. Yeah, it's quite hectic. But period blood isn't just...
Like, I've had that with my nose.
What?
Like, when I've, like, busted my nose and, like, a clump.
Just pop...
Yeah.
It's scary.
I've also... Well, you know when it happened? And this is, like, hopefully no future employers. When I was in Colombia for a month.
Of course it did.
Yeah, yeah. I remember in the shower and, like, you'd go to blow, like, your nose in the shower and you're like, oh, and... Oh. Then it was like,
straight out
clumps
there.
Like that. But it was a very dark but awesome time in my life.
Well, that's probably a little bit more terrifying because that would be just pure blood. Whereas,
and it's not supposed to happen.
Exactly. That no blood is supposed to be coming out of there once a month. But period blood is mixed with other things like mucus and...
The walls.
The walls of the uterus. Mm-hmm. It's not purely just
you're going through a
blood.
Rat.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. All right. Oof. I was getting, I don't get squeamish, so I'm okay. But I'm sure if other people were, although it's a highly female audience, so I'm sure they're not getting squeamish. That kind of explains a lot of, like, I wonder if not a lot of women are afraid of blood, I'd imagine, because of your experience with blood, which then kind of makes you understandable as to why there's a higher rate of women working in, like, medicine.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something about that explains why there's a higher rate of like female serial killers. And I was going to say, is there though?
Is there? No.
I don't think so.
Well, phlebotomists, which like needles and taking blood and stuff.
Actually, yeah. I don't think I've ever been to a male pathologist when I come to think of it. Like,
I don't think I've ever been to one either. Mm. Yeah. So maybe that explains some stuff.
Interesting.
Okay, so here's a personal question.
Okay.
What was your first, your very first experience? Because I've seen some and heard some tragic stories. White pants come to mind.
For their first time.
Yeah, like wild times of things like that kind of happening.
Oh, my God.
Is there like any...
No, I was actually relieved because I was, I think, 15 or 16. Like I was a late, late, late bloomer and all of my friends had their periods for years.
Did you feel left out?
100% I felt left out.
Yeah, right.
And one day I was, because I used to do ballet, and one day I was at ballet and when you are at ballet, you're wearing a leotard and essentially clear pale pink tights. And I remember feeling really off and like really tired that day. And I had this like kind of unexplained pain in my stomach and I got home and took off my tights and leotard and I was like, oh,
I'm dying. I'm dying.
Like, I cried.
I feel like that's what I would have been like. I'd be like, I'm going to die.
A little part of me was relieved, but then I also cried and I was like, Mom, there's something in my pants. And she came in and she's like, congratulations, Phoebe, you've finally gotten your period. But I had to use a tampon straight away because I did ballet. I didn't have the option of kind of
late,
wearing
you know?
A pad. Yeah, probably.
Because, like, isn't that whole thing where they make, like, ballet, like, the tragic thing with Russian ballet instructors and stuff? And they're like, no, you won't get it.
Yeah.
Because you've got to stay thin and whatever.
Probably.
Yeah, smoke cigarettes when you're, like, 12 so that you can stunt your growth and be good at gymnastics. You know the whole thing. Okay, well, I've got more questions on these lists from these articles and stuff. This is a question. I don't understand this, and maybe you'll be able to, you know. It says, what's with this whole day one in joke?
Day one in joke? I mean, everything is the worst on day one. So if you're on day one of your period, you will have the most severe cramps, you'll have the heaviest flow, you'll be the most bloated, you'll have the most symptoms. So if you're on day one of your period or your girlfriend is on day one of her period, buy her chocolate, leave her alone, let her choose what to watch on Netflix, give her a heat pack.
Okay, so leave her alone. My next question, how, like, is that okay?
You know what it is?
Is it best for me to just not be around, you know?
See, it's a catch-22. There is a meme that's like, stay away from me, love me, I want peanut butter, I'm fat, I want a bath, I hate being wet. And that explains what is going through your emotions, because I don't think many men realize that there are actually really significant hormonal changes that go on in a menstrual cycle. And there is a drastic drop in, I can't remember if it's estrogen or progesterone, on the day one of your period. So your hormones have just completely done this massive drop. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes you crave things like salty or sugary foods. It makes you crave attention and like you need a dose of oxytocin. So that's why a lot of women crave chocolate and want hugs. And probably on day one, you don't want her to be making any decisions. So if you ask her...
You don't want her making any decisions on day one of her period? That's something that should get sent out to
Make her life easier on day one.
Okay, right.
You know? Actually, no, that's a lie.
If you're going to buy a house, check where the menstrual cycle's at, I reckon.
Sorry, ask her, what would you like for dinner? What would you like to watch on Netflix?
No, that question goes bad even outside of the period.
That's
like,
true.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not an open-ended question girl. I like an option. So
or
I like someone to say to me, do you want Guzman or do you want fishbowl?
Yeah, okay. Because I'm like, when you say that, are you telling me the one time that I'm going to have the dinner answer, like, what do you want for dinner question answered, like, fully, will be with day one of the period? She'll actually go, I want this, instead of it being a...
I think
because what me and Sonja do is like we are the like definition of paradox of choice. Like if you look, there's choices. It'll take us forever.
That's because you're also a Libra like I am. It's very hard for us to make decisions astrologically.
Is it
very hard?
There you go.
I've always been like that.
I just thought I was on day three of my cycle. All right. Is it weird wearing a tampon?
No. You can't feel it. If you've put it in properly, you can't actually feel it.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you? Really? So does that mean you could forget?
100%.
Wow.
100%. If, again, this is something that was answered in the Tuesday episode, but for hygiene purposes, you're supposed to change them. Like the maximum time you should leave a tampon in your body is 8 hours.
I know about this because of toxic shock syndrome,
which is rare, but it can kill you. It's very life-threatening. Mm-hmm. But you can 100% forget, especially towards the end couple of days when your cycle is very, very light and there will be no evidence of it when you wipe after you've done a wee that you have a period. So you can forget about it, but the tampon string does hang out of your vagina.
Yes, we've seen it.
To remind you.
I know about those. Yes, the mouse. Yeah, hiding somewhere. I remember the ad. Do you remember the ad on the telly where it was like the cat playing with the tampons?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember the ads. So many tampon ads.
And pad ads with the pad guy who put all the pads on his arms.
I love that guy.
Yeah.
That guy was sick. Okay, interesting. How much does it cost?
Okay, I'm probably not the best person to ask because I have endometriosis, which means I spend a lot more than someone who doesn't have any kind of gynecological inflammatory disease. Period products are expensive. I think a pack of tampons averagely is anywhere between $6 and $9. You'd probably need more than one packet in a cycle. I can't talk to pads because I haven't worn a pad, I mean, ever. But then when you take into account the Nurofen, I pop a lot of Nurofen, then there's like the specialist appointments.
I mean, if you said there this is... about any other thing that was happening to you, I'd be like, go to hospital.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
1,000%.
That's so crazy.
Not days off from work. I mean, that doesn't technically cost you anything. It costs you a sick day. But I was having a while ago probably a day off a month because I couldn't get out of bed because of period pain. Yeah.
Man, that's hectic.
Yeah.
Man, I'd be taking a day off every time. Just be ringing the boss.
One of the nicest things Damon has ever said to me was when we first started dating and I was a little bit shyer about like how bad my periods were because of endo. And he said, oh my God, don't even be ridiculous. If I was bleeding out my dick hole, I would milk it for everything.
Why do you feel embarrassed about having... like,
oh, I don't pain. Now. Obviously, I love talking about periods.
Moment,
it's one of my favorite things. I think because
it's one of my favorite hobbies.
Literally, could talk about it till I'm blue in the face.
Because, like, as a guy, and maybe it's not all guys, but like, I don't know. Like, I'm just kind of like, okay.
Well,
you know what I mean.
More men should be like you.
But do give me a heads up when it's like it's, you know, it's nutso time.
100%. More, you know, I think more men should be like that. But unfortunately, and maybe this is because I used to date younger guys. Mm-hmm. I had really bad period shame from one in particular who was so vocal about how disgusting he thought periods were and how he wanted nothing to
wrong.
Do with it.
They're great. Like, to someone who doesn't have one, it's gross, right? And it's not that it's, like, bad or anything. And I know she probably will be annoyed at me saying that, but it's like, it's because I don't have one.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
100%.
Like, if there was a natural thing that I do that was like you guys didn't do that involved bodily fluids of any kind... you would also think it's gross. 100%. Like, you know what I mean?
100%.
So, you know, I think there's an element of that. But I think also, like, I've been around, my partner has endo, so she's had operations and stuff as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I feel like you know a lot more about it. I've interviewed people in my time in radio, like Ellie Mobbs and stuff.
Well, you know a lot of people who've had endo, yeah. So you'd probably be quite across these kinds of conversations.
So there's, like, an element of kind of, and I've been with mates and they're like, whatever. I'm like, oh, she's having her endo operation. Mm. Oh, really? She's got endo. Yeah, yeah. It's like, I think we know about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
there's an element of knowing
for sure.
More than what I think in the past would have.
1,000%.
When you say 14 days earlier, you're like, there's the process.
Ovulation.
Ovulation's 14 days. Then you have your period. And then how long does that last?
So ovulation doesn't last the 14 days. It's actually four phases of the menstrual cycle. There's the...
In the month.
In the month.
So you're... because you're always...
so there's four different things your reproductive system is doing and your hormones act differently during all 4 weeks of that cycle.
Okay, because you have a female audience, they'd obviously know all of this.
Luteal phase, follicular phase, ovulatory phase and menstruation phase.
Okay, so now can we rename those? Right. For the male in the room and maybe the three or four that listen to the podcast.
Absolutely. Week one
Yeah.
is the bleed.
Okay. Can we maybe name them? As cool as that sounds, and it almost sounds like a new series of Game of Thrones, it's the bleed. The bleed is coming. I'm going to the wall. The wall's not going to last. But is it like when's the least, like when's the sweet spot? When's the good times are rolling?
Right in the middle. Because that
and
is when you are.
How long does that period last?
A week.
You only get 1 week out of the
essentially,
month.
When
to be
I
like,
honestly,
sunshine, my window. Like,
yeah. I reckon a week and a half out of the month is spent not bloated, not crampy, not hormonal. And that is the week.
And that's normal? Like that's standard?
Well, from an evolutionary perspective, that's how the female body was designed because that's when you're supposed to have sex to create life.
Yeah, I
so you're designed
how
to
sex
feel
works, mate.
No, but I mean, your body is designed to feel sexy and happy and sultry in that ovulation week.
But you only get the 1 week.
Essentially, yeah. Usually a lot of other stuff's going on. But, okay, so the bleed is week one, which is self-explanatory. Everyone knows that you feel like shit during that week. And then week two, your energy levels and stuff go up and your hormones start to... So it's like, think about it like a roller coaster.
Okay.
The bleed... We're at the top.
Mm-hmm.
No, sorry, the bleed. Sorry, the bleed, we've just gone from the top and we've done a massive dip, right?
Okay, everything sucks.
Everything sucks.
But that's
everything's
the best part
low.
Of the roller coaster.
No, the best part's the week before.
Okay.
Sort of. So we've just done a
you
big
really,
dip.
You've cooked this analogy
I've cooked
in my
this.
Mind.
I'm going to have to draw it.
The shit part of the roller coaster is when you're going up. You know that part?
Oh, yeah. So, that okay, let's start backwards then. Let's start
and then
from.
The good parts when you're like, whee!
Okay.
How long has it been since you've been on a roller coaster?
I mean, have you seen the news? I'm not going on a roller coaster anytime soon. Week one, you're getting strapped in. You know, it's not fun. They're doing the safety test. You don't like it.
Mm.
Week
you're
two.
Feel a bit tight.
Yeah, feel a bit tight.
Trapped.
Then you go up. You slowly start to climb.
Yeah.
Your hormone levels are going up and they're regulating again. So you're like, oh, okay, like something fun is probably about to happen and it's going to be really fun really soon.
Okay.
Then week three is, woo, you dip down
okay.
and everything is amazing. You're having the time of your life.
Great.
You love your partner. You love yourself. You love your body. You're feeling fine. You feel so pretty. Like you want to go out. And then week before is when... The roller coaster's come to an end and you know you have to do all of it again.
Okay. That doesn't sound great, does it?
No. There is an app, I will say this, there's an app called Hormone Horoscope, which I recommend every female download now because you can you get a notification every day. So it's basically a cycle tracking app and you track your cycle and it will give you a notification at 8 a.m. every day of what stage of your cycle you're in, what your hormones are doing and how you might be feeling that day. And you can text that to your partner.
Oh, wow. Is it better knowing, like if you had that and it's like, hey, heads up, you're going to feel... A bit sad today because it's
I mean,
this day.
I wouldn't.
Is there like an element of kind of like, I don't know, you're like, you're having a shit day. And I imagine because you've had your period for so long, you kind of forget.
Yeah.
Would you? Do you ever forget? You're like, oh, that's right. I'm on my 100%.
So I wouldn't take it like gospel. You know how I wouldn't be one of those people who like going to a psychic and then reading into everything the psychic says. But it's like, if you have a shit day and you're like, why? Is everything so hellish? I'd then maybe go to the app and be like, what are my hormones doing that day to explain why I'm in such a shit when everything's actually going so well? And then it's just kind of a little reminder like, oh, yeah, it's okay. This is normal.
So do you ever forget that you're on it?
My period?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. So you're constantly
Never.
Like, oh, this is happening.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I'm feeling really good now.
Okay, you're in the good
I'm
part.
In the good part.
Right. Like, are you ever like in a conversation with someone and it's like happening?
Like, do you, like feel it coming out?
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes. Like, if probably more likely on day one. Again.
How strong is that? Like, you're chatting, you're like, oh, fuck.
Well.
And you're like, is that other voice in your head being like, oh, shit. Oh, no. And then your mouth is just like, yeah, I'd love to go out for dinner. That'd be great. And the back of your head's going, it's happening.
I think you can only feel that if you're wearing a pad. If you're wearing a tampon or a cup,
because you can't feel it.
Then you can't really feel it because it's being absorbed. So it's only for people who wear pads. And I know a lot of people do wear pads because that, you know that disease, I think it's called vaginismus, where it's like pain when anything goes inside you. Like they have to wear pads.
Okay. How horny do you really get?
During actual period week or in the entire cycle?
Time is, because there's that myth of like it's the most horniest time.
It's definitely not on the first few days. Like, do not even touch me unless it's tickling my feet or my back or stroking my head. Towards the later part, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
But the most horny time is during that week when you're feeling really, really good.
Okay, interesting. And we can predict that time?
I think so. That's when we initiate it.
That's the app that should be on the guy's phone.
Some people can smell it.
Sorry, boys, got to go. It's the week. It is the week. Oh, good on you, son. Get out of there. Get out of there.
Guys, it's
what
a
lucky
week.
Guy. Bloody hell, that's a good week to have. Him and his missus and my missus should hang out more so that it's the same week.
Synced up.
How often does that happen? And what's the most amount of people you've been in a sync group with?
Oh, women?
Yeah.
Every housemate I've ever lived with and every female colleague I've ever worked with. It happens all the time. And again, this is something we talked about in the episode on Tuesday with Nat. But apparently there is usually one alpha in the group and everyone syncs up to that person. So I've never been the alpha.
You've never been the alpha?
I've always been the one whose cycle changes to adapt to another person.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you know who the alpha is?
In some of them, some settings I do.
Yeah, so, right. What was it about the alpha that made them the alpha, you reckon?
I don't know. I don't know
were
if it's
older?
Got to do... Yeah, they were older.
They were
actually, yeah,
older?
They were older. So yeah, I don't know if it has to do...
The
if it's like mental or if it's physical.
Yeah, the matrix, she's older. She's
or if it's like, yeah, she's in charge here, so we just fall in line.
Oh, true. Like, I wonder if it's like mentally, you're like, she's the boss.
Yeah.
Or if it's like... She's got the stronger hormones, pheromones are floating in the air and they're like, she's the boss.
And you know what? If I get really deep, and this is total BS, but I reckon this could be a thing. Maybe back in like caveman time, like the woman leader of like the tribe or the pack was the one who everyone needed to sync to for survival.
Well, there's a top lioness with the lions, you know, how the like there's the big dog lion and he gets to sleep with all the lionesses, but there's still a top dog lioness. Is there a part of you that's kind of like... I want to be the alpha.
100%, especially now.
Right. Yeah,
it's my goal in life now is to
I'd
become
the alpha.
I want to
be the alpha too, I reckon. You'd want to...
Adapt to me.
You've got to go to a workplace and like top dog it somehow. Figure out how it happens.
I mean, I'm probably going to go now and get a new job and ask for everyone's cycle information before I start and my start date strategically.
Anyone listening, I want them to get in touch with you to let them know if they have been...
The alpha.
The alpha.
And how
and
you do
ever
it.
Been the, if they've ever been the beta.
I also wonder if the beta. I also wonder if it's got to do with maybe the alphas on contraception, like the pill. So their period comes like clockwork at a particular time.
Oh, like theirs is on schedule.
Yeah. And then we're like a magnet towards that. I don't know.
Okay.
Get in touch.
Speaking on that, so the period makes you regular because the pill.
The pill.
Because you've got like it schedules everything.
Yeah.
So does that mean if you're not on the pill and you're just going El Natural, yours actually fluctuates each month?
100%.
So you don't actually know until you get that feeling in the morning. You're like, it's the day.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Like, so you have to schedule. You try to schedule your
and
life.
As an anxious person, let me tell you, it's not great. I always look at people who are like getting married, and if they're not on the pill or something, I'm like, what if you have your period on day one
you
on your wedding
would,
day?
You'd
like,
probably go on the pill in the lead up so you could regulate.
But
it.
Then your body changes. Like, there's so many negative side effects to the pill that it's like, ugh.
Mm.
You know?
There is one positive, though. No baby. If there was a man's pill and you go home with a guy, and any lady that's listening right now, and you went home with a guy, this is the thing. This is the trust thing between men and women. Men trust women more than women trust men. And this is the scenario that proves it. If you went home with a guy and you were like, are you on the pill? And he said yes, would you still sleep with him unprotected?
Depends how drunk I was.
You slut!
No, because I wouldn't trust that they've taken it to the day. No.
But I can tell you right now, any guy that goes home with a girl is like, are you on the pill? And she says yes. He's like, that's enough information for me. Thank you very much.
I mean, majority of time they don't even ask, so.
Wow, well, those guys are playing with fire.
You know what my contraception method is? Pull out and pray.
Ah, yes, of course. And that has worked so well for so many people.
My friend Courtney in particular, who has three kids.
Oh, great. Well done. Okay, let's talk about the we've started alluding to there. Sex on your period. Like I'll say it. I've done it. I'm sure other people have as well.
I've done it.
Let's talk the experience and logic around it.
Okay, so this is actually funny, and if they're listening, which I don't think they will kill me, but the first time I hadn't done it yet, and I walked in on my mum and sister having a conversation about period sex, and my mum was like to her, "Darling, it's fine. Just lay a towel down and you're good to go."
Mm.
And I was like, why are you asking mum for a period sex advice? Anyway.
Well, I hate to drop this to you, but your mum used to get it.
Yeah, I mean, if you've seen her, she's a babe. I definitely
she
know
is
that.
She's a babe!
Yeah, so I wouldn't have period sex with someone I was probably casually sleeping with. I think it's more a relationship sex kind of thing.
Definitely.
And there's nothing wrong with it. It can be a little bit messy. Sometimes if you want to, you can use a condom. I personally hate condoms.
Mm.
But again, you know, it's that love and trust. If it's not in the first couple of days, then sweet, you're good to go. But it tapers off. So the flow gets lighter and lighter and lighter. Well, the symptoms go down. So your bloating starts to go away. You start to feel a little bit happier slowly because the release is the...
Day but it doesn't remove your libido. That's what I'm saying.
No.
Like that thing happening to you doesn't make you lose your libido.
No.
That is fascinating to me because
also,
if a guy bled out of his penis, you ain't touching my dick. Like,
months.
Are you kidding me?
For
I'd
months.
Be like, no, you can't go anywhere near this thing. It's just trouble down here at the moment. You can't touch this.
Also, do you know one of the best natural remedies for period pain is an orgasm?
Really?
Dead set. Dead set.
Wow.
So even if you don't necessarily have, this is going to sound so clinical, penetrative sex.
Yeah, just
if you still,
the man
you know,
the
yeah.
Yeah.
Or the if little, you still,
the little
yep.
Vibrator one, the
yep.
little sucky one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That, great cure.
Yeah, right.
Men,
I didn't know that.
Help your girl
Does
out.
Does every woman know that?
To
be fair,
so.
Men help you out. I think, really.
Help yourself out.
Do it yourself.
Yeah.
Like, you know what
men,
I mean? Don't trust
buy your
us.
Girlfriend a sucky vibrator.
Yeah, because you know what else? If you want the men to, like, eventually, because we're selfish, like, we'll be like, oh, but I want to have
but
one
But I
too.
Want one. What about me?
What about me? Come on.
But new blue balls.
Yeah. Definitely sort yourself out.
Yeah.
It'll be quicker too. It'll be over and done.
Oh.
So quick.
And it's not...
To be fair, that's same for a guy as well.
Yeah.
No one can do you better than you, dude.
1,000%. 1,000%. And also period sex is short and quick sex. You don't want to be going the distance there. It's like a quickie will do you.
Mm-hmm.
It's more transactional, I'd say. It's a transaction, not a lay-by, you know?
Okay. No, fair enough. I feel like there was more, but we are running out of time.
We are.
But this has been quite informative for me.
I'm so glad that I
hope
finally
it was entertaining.
Teach you something.
Yeah, was it entertaining? I don't know. Did I come off as ignorant and people be very annoyed? Maybe.
Did I come off as slutty and braze? Maybe.
But, you know, I don't know. I don't...
Well, the proof will be in the comments on iTunes.
You got any questions about anything that's going on with my body? Like, I've got stuff going on.